Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. We're fresh back from the latest casualty show with the Parasitic, so we'll talk about all that, plus some shows you can go see in the future weeks. Casualties on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. I'm Andrew Bedlam, your host. Now, as I said in the intro, two nights ago, we were at the Metal Alliance Tour with Goat Horror, The Casualties, a bunch more, and The Parasitics. So, I mean, overall, it was a fun time. You know, a lot of people out there and stuff like that, a lot of our friends. But it kind of sucked because they cut The Parasitics set crazy early, and nobody was happy about that, especially because The Parasitics sold a shit ton of tickets, so there's a bunch of people there to see them. They cut them off after like 5-6 songs. So, like, you know, I try not to talk shit when I'm on here, and I guess this, I don't mean for this to be talking shit. It's more constructive criticism. Like, One Center Square needs to figure out how they're going to do shows and, like, people set times and all that stuff a little bit better, because it was kind of, I don't know, for the people I was there with, it seems like all the bands we wanted to see played for a little bit less time, and all the bands we didn't really know played for more time, and we weren't very happy about that. But all in all, it was a good show. First time I got to see The Casualties with Dave, put on a great performance. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I've seen Dave in anything, because I don't think I've ever seen the Crumb Bums. And I gotta admit, I never even heard of that other band he was in until he was in The Casualties. Not the Crumb Bums, but the third, the middle one. I don't even know what it's called. But yeah, so I never got to see Dave before. He had a lot of energy. Love it. He jumps out in the crowd. It sucks now. They didn't used to have the security rail at One Center Square. Now they do. And he was jumping over that, running around in the crowd, singing. It was a good time. Good time. Another thing I have to bring up, right? I understand bands put out new albums and they want you to hear their new songs, and that's all well and good. But I put on Facebook a post that said the over under is 2.5 for the amount of songs The Casualties will play off their first full length album for the punks. And Pat Society said they were going to play 4. He said they were going to play Ugly Bastards, For the Punks, Punk Rock Love, and Ugly Bastards, For the Punks, Punk Rock Love, and Riot. And I said, Pat, I said, they always play 2 of those 4 songs. I said, you got the right songs, but it's only going to be 2. And sure enough, it was only two. And I get pissed every time I see the Casualties and they don't play for the Punks. I just don't understand how that's a how that's not a staple anymore, regardless of how many songs. But yeah, no, I sound like I'm bitching, but I'm not. I had a lot of fun. But yeah, I don't know. I really wish the Casualties would play a few more of the older songs. And I really wish they would let the Parasitics play their entire set. And the band got cut off before Alcohol Withdrawal came on. So let's get it on for the Parasitics now.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
With a couple of beers, bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Work all day. Drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day. Now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day. Now let's take it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
I am rock and roll.
All right, that was the Parasitics right there, coming off their split 12-inch with Blank 77, getting blasted with the track Alcohol Withdrawal. Now, I said 2 days ago we went to the Casualties show. Yesterday was my youngest daughter Sheena's third birthday party. Actual birthday is like Wednesday or something. And so had her birthday party yesterday and a bunch of people here. I still got the junior pogo crew sleeping beneath my feet. So I actually have my studio cans plugged in, which I almost never use for pogo. It sounds better, but like when there's a lot of people up here, you can't be having like conversations with the headphones on. It's a pain in the ass. But anyway, so yeah, we got the junior pogo crew here downstairs, and the fuck ton of people at my house last night. Jason Plank and his whole family were here. Fucking Chad and Thora, Renee, the whole Pogo crew. A lot of my family, of course. And there had to be, I'd say at one point, I think we were up to about 12 or like 13 kids that were under the age of 6. So, yeah, it was fun, though. It was a good time. And while we were here, of course, you know, I was DJing the birthday party. And eventually, Niblet came on off the first 7-inch, The Future Belongs to Me. And I had never known this. I have this 7-inch. And Chad plays drums in Niblet now. But I didn't know how much the members of Niblick were tied into the members of the Wretched Ones. Like on the first 7-inch, for example, which we're about to play real quick, Mike Wretched from the Wretched Ones is actually the drummer in Niblick. And I also found out before Andy, I didn't know Andy wasn't the original bass player. He's on the first 7-inch, but on the demos, it's Armin, the singer of the Wretched Ones. So Niblick at one time was Mike Wretched, Armin, Harpo, and Larry. So I did not know that, but let's get to their first official release here. And I have this hanging on my wall on white vinyl. Here's Niblick Henbane with The Future Belongs to Me. Alright, that was Niblick Henbane right there. Now it is just after 6:30 a.m. And I don't know, I'm trying to go. Terry and Harpo, they own I'm Hungry, who caters some of our shows. They are having a punk rock high tea at their kitchen today. I'm going to try and make it out to that. So why don't we give Harpo and Niblick, give these guys a twofer with one of my favorite songs right here, and Go Away, coming off the first full length.
I am rock and roll.
Niblick, Henbane, Pogo City Radio. Yeah, now, what should we play next? I'm thinking, why don't we do Pat when he was over here doing that Drew Getz special and Battalion Zuska fucking was talking about Banner of Hope and Erica. So why don't we get to the full-length Banner of Hope release with one of my favorite tracks on the record. Here's Barroom Brawl. Banner of Hope, Linden, New Jersey. All right. Now, I don't know. I'm sure you are all familiar with the lovely Rude Girl Jessica. And she hasn't been around for a while. You know, personal stuff, we'll say. I'm sure everybody knows why. But either way, she is actually in really bad health right now. And she needs brain surgery. So they're going to be doing that sometime this week. And, you know, we really hope for the best for Rude Girl Jess. So let's play one for her. Here's Two Cups of Tea.
Two cups of tea. One for you and one for me. Drown out the pain from polluted acid rain and flaming gasoline. Until we're clean. Two dead police. One for hope and one for peace. Watching government lies leak into your empty eyes from the TV. And when there's history, three dead police, one for thanks and two for please. In every single town, every officer is down. All dead police, all dead police. To me, I would restart history. your company.
Star fucking hipsters right there, featuring SZA, of course. Now, you guys can catch them tonight, I believe, in Philly. I think it's one of the last nights of the tour. I might be wrong with that part, but they're playing in Philly tonight. They played in Brooklyn last night. It's Negative Approach, not lower class brats. Let me try this again.
I may have f***ed up here.
It is Leftover Crack, Negative Approach, and Crazy, and The Brains. So, yeah, if you guys are in the Philly area, go look for that tour coming through tonight. Maybe we'll get to some Crazy and The Brains later in the show, but right now it's time for a little holiday.
Wild card, bitches! What's here?
All right, the wild card is where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's hair metal, sometimes it's 80s rap. And we're going to get to a little festive song here. Here is Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis, Queens. All right, that was Run DMC and this week's...
Wild Card Bitches!
All right, now I got a little dyslexic on you. Fucking Leftover Crack, Negative Approach, Crazy and The Brains played Philly last night. Brooklyn tonight at the Bazaar. Catch them now. King Kong, Pogo City Radio.
King Kong, I'm the one.
All right, that was Crazy in the Brains right there. Catch him tonight in Brooklyn with Leftover Crack and Negative Approach. Now, yeah, seems like Andrew's got to go downstairs and cook some breakfast for the junior pogo crew. So we're going to get out of here with this next one. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to tell your friends, give us a share, a like, a follow, a 5-star rating, some comments, some naked pictures, whatever works. Hook us up. You guys can also hook us up with some cash if you go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. All right, we're going to get out of here with Evil Conduct, That Old Tattoo.
We're so excited as a lad about the tattoo that my uncle had. It was an anchor for my hand, reminding him of his fatherland.
All right, that was Evil Conduct on Pogo City Radio. I know I said that was going to be the last one, but, you know, I changed my mind. Lucky for you. Now, actually, this song made me think, right? My first tattoo, which is very faded, my first tattoo is Pogo the Punk from Blank 77, of course, the Up the System album cover, except I had him add in the lyrics to Do or Die, which rock and roll is do or die, and I want to live. So I got a Blank 77 tattoo when I was 17. My girlfriend got locked up, right? When I was 17, I was mad pissed. I was in love with that chick, right? My girlfriend got locked up and was going to be away for like 6-7 months. That's a lot when you're like 17 and shit, right? So I was all depressed. And that was the day after she got locked up. That was how I cheered myself up with a blank 77 tattoo. So, so why don't we cue up some blanks now? And it's always a question of what song do we want to hear? Because they're all so fucking awesome. So I don't know, should we play something off Killer Blanks? I don't play that much off Killer Blanks. I love the Killer Blanks album. I just love Tanked and Pogoed so much more. And also Killer Blanks, a lot of these songs like She's Gone, Let's Riot, Police Attack, Spirit of 77, yeah, all those, like I remember those songs from like the 7 inches, and I love those versions. So anytime I play them, I always want to hear one of them. And you know what? Screw that. That's what we're going to do. We're actually talking. I had no plan to do this. We're talking about fucking me getting my first tattoo and how my chick got locked up. And I ain't going to lie, right? I was definitely playing the shit out of this song when I was all depressed over my 16-year-old little hoodlum girlfriend going to jail. It was Blank 77, She's Gone. Now, I'm going to bring up the 7-inch version from Unite and Pogo. You can find this track on a couple other releases. Of course, the official release on Killer Blanks. This one coming off Headache Records. Blank 77, She's Gone. I just hit that Tim button there. That Tim button. And yeah, Tim's not even actually on that release. That's the first 7-inch, but still, it's awesome. That would be Brandon playing bass there. Now, I think we actually are going to get out of here this time. I will leave you guys with some later Street Brats. Now, I wasn't crazy about this album and what's the first one called? The first Street Brats album, Dead End Kids, is one of like my favorites of all time. So I had such high expectations. And there are a couple good songs off See You at the Bottom, but Dead End Kids is one of my favorite records. We're going to get to one off See You at the Bottom. Here's 77 Fallen Angels and Andrew signing off for real this time. So remember, leave us a like, comment, share, all that good stuff. We'll see you next week.